AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Core Queen Podcast, where we're going to be talking shit and getting fit physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. I have my girl, Charita Ashley here with me, y'all. Welcome, Charita. I will introduce Charita to y'all. She is a South Carolina native, if y'all don't know South Cackalacky. She's a 41-year-old mother of four. Two grown, two who ain't. She is a personal trainer, certified personal trainer, and the owner of Train Your Mind, Train Your Body. Okay? Y'all need to help let her get y'all fit. Y'all in South Carolina, she hook y'all up. And she loved the Lord, and she trying to love on a man too. So listen, we got some stuff to talk about. Y'all welcome my girl, Charita.
Hey, y'all.
I appreciate you coming to talk some shit with me today.
Yes, ma'am.
You got some stuff to talk about.
I'm ready.
Listen, because look, I am so sick today and yesterday. We're going to get this mess out the way.
Okay.
About this list that's been circulating over the social media network. Apparently, some chick put together a list of first date knows. You can't take me to these places on a first date. I don't have a list. I ain't even about to go through this list because it's stupid. But there are so many things on this list that this chick said that a man bet not take her to. It was basic stuff. Basic restaurants, nice restaurants, bowling alley, places that normal people go to. Did you see the list? And if you did, tell me what you think.
I seen the original video with the girl, the guy she met, and he pulled up at the Cheesecake Factory. I'm not getting out this car. And I was like, what is going on? They missed their reservations because she was late. So he ended up having to take her somewhere else. But I seen the list. I went over the list. Most of the places I like. So I don't know. I just think now I just don't understand. Like, I feel like if a guy is putting in effort to do something with you and actually plan a date, then get your ass up. What is the problem? Like, why is we acting bougie and we pulling up to... Never mind. I ain't gonna say what we pulling up to, but you ain't even at that level to have all these restrictions. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't
understand with these modern day chicks.
Yeah.
They have all of these standards. And I'm like, I'm in the words of Lil Duval, I'm picking you up. You got on the Sheen outfit.
Okay.
And you talking about you ain't going to Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
What? And then one person tried to make it seem like, oh, well, I ain't going to no chain restaurants. And in the words of Ryan Davis, hold on, Nobu is a chain restaurant.
Right.
Steak 48 is a restaurant.
Chain, exactly.
Like, these are high-level $300 a meal restaurants that's chain restaurants. So y'all need to quit regurgitating stuff y'all see on social media.
Right.
And live in reality.
Because I blame Love & Hip Hop or something because why are y'all thinking, for real, I blame Love & Hip Hop for a lot of stuff, but y'all are thinking y'all are these people and you're not. You get what I'm saying? Like, the music and stuff is making you young ladies feel like, oh, well, if Young Miami getting it, I'm getting it. You're not her.
She got a man.
Okay, but you're not her. So, girl, you better go to Cheesecake Factory, honey, and get you some of that pasta or something. It's nice.
Listen, I listened to a podcast last night and the young lady irritated my spirit so bad because the level of ignorance that she was spewing about these dates and the requirements and what you had to do. And I'm like, this is modern day prostitution. Yeah. Like, y'all really out here selling ass.
Yep.
Y'all don't really want no man. Y'all yep. don't want no gentleman. Like the things y'all say y'all want in the man, that ain't what y'all want.
They don't.
Y'all
want
just
it.
Trying to see how much money somebody gonna spend on y'all.
Yeah.
For what?
For what? For some cat.
Yeah. I'm like,
for some cat. They've probably already been ran through, but you want him to do so much for you to just to have. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I don't get it. I don't, at this rate that we're going, everybody gonna be single.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's real bad. But yeah, I seen that bullshit. It's still going around. I think DL Hughley was talking about it today on his because I listened to him. He was talking about it. And he was just like, man, what's wrong with y'all? Like everybody just like, what's wrong with y'all? But I want to see someone who agrees with it. Like I haven't seen, you know, other than the people who making the list. Like who agree with that?
The little dumb girl that was on the show I watched that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
She agreed with it. I was like, what?
Girl.
Oh, and the guy asked her because she specifically mentioned not going bowling. And he was like, well, what's wrong with bowling? She was like, if we got nails on, we don't want to go bowling. I'm
girl,
like,
I bowl with my nails. Oh my God, they so bougie.
Like,
y'all so high
dumb.
Class. Oh my God.
This
okay.
is dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just wanted to get that out the way before we get into some real topics because people have been blowing me up. You going to talk about it? You going to talk yeah. about it? I talked about it, y'all.
Okay? It's talked.
It's stupid. And you know, I'm all about solutions here.
Right.
I'm all about healing and getting things together.
Right.
So young girls,
talk to them.
Listen, stop. Y'all being unrealistic. What you qualify for is what you get.
Right.
So if you're not getting these extravagant dates, you probably don't qualify for them.
Disqualified.
So yeah, step your game up.
She told you.
It's going to take more than ass and looks. You got to bring a brain with you. That's all I got.
And maybe a bag or two.
Yeah. And fellas, stop falling for just because she cute.
Ooh.
That's not valuable. It's going to fade.
It will. Mm. Look at Jasmine Guy.
She aged like.
I love her, but look at her.
She aged
She
like
was
milk.
The bad, like they, you know, Harlem like Nights, milk. Everybody, you know, look at Jasmine. It leaves. Okay.
Okay.
I love you, Jasmine. I do. That's I do shame. Love Jasmine God.
Mm. Look at God. Hey, some things do fade.
Oh, God.
So, okay. Since we're talking about celebrities, and you know, we are in this epidemic right now mm-hmm. of BBLs.
Oh,
and for
Lord.
You guys who don't know what a BBL is, it's a Brazilian butt lift.
Mm.
That is where people get some fat sucked out of their stomach and they put it in their butt. Why do you think so many women are resorting to getting BBLs?
Again, I blame Love and Hip Hop. It is weird. If unfortunately in our culture, that's all women think about. Well, I know me personally, like when I get women that come to me,
mm-hmm.
they the first thing to be like, I don't want to lose my butt. Don't let me lose my butt. And I'm mm-hmm. just like, oh, we don't care nothing about that. We don't care nothing about that. We don't care nothing about your bike. We don't care nothing about that. You don't worry about your fat ass. And I'm just like, what is it with that? And I think it's more us culturally black women. It's just to please like what they think men want. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, oh, she got a fat ass, then she's wife material. I'm gonna do anything for her. It's very, mm-hmm. very, very weird. Monkey see, monkey do. Like, first it was just the celebrities. We were used to it. And now we got regular as people out here mm-hmm. that can't even go pay for the surgery in full, you making payments, and that should let you know right then and there, okay, I can't do it. Like, wait a minute, you know?
Right.
We're focusing on that, but I just think it's just more of just trying to follow the next person. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because everybody looks weird.
Yes.
Like wisdom teeth. They're going to get the butts without the hips. Your legs are small. Like, you know, like yeah. it's just weird to me, but they... That's all they care about. I don't know why they're going to get it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I've never been for it. I'm all for women doing what they feel is right for their bodies. But if we're going to get the fats taken out of our stomach into our booty, then your stomach should be right or no. Because how the stomach coming back? So with a bigger the stomach, the booty go in. Right? So your booty, you done paid all that money to get this back, and then now this is big, but now it's
now, you look
now
like
you
a,
like that.
You look like a pregnant dolphin.
It's just terrible.
What a dolphin. That's a dog. What a dolphin say.
I don't know. But
whatever.
Like, they all look a mess. Like, they're not even. And the thing is, like, you don't have the discipline before you get the surgery to go do some working out, eating right. So now you're just going to get surgery. Now you built horribly.
Yeah.
And you, now the fat going in all
different
places. Because
you transfer the fat cells. Yeah. And those are cells, they're going to keep on growing. Your ass is lit. So what they fail to realize, even if you get the work done, you still got to work out and keep it up. Because it's naturally going to fall down.
Yeah.
And the doctors, they tell them that. They tell them to wear their stuff for a year. But everybody get it. They be so ready to pop out.
Yep.
And then you pop out. You taking all your wrap off. Now your ass droopy. You can only pose one way.
Oh, my God.
It's just a mess. I don't want it. I want to be able to pose all the way around.
Yeah. 360 spin.
Yeah.
And then they coming around like they look a mess. They ain't doing no working out. They still eating the same exact way.
Yup.
And then remember, you pay payments for this.
Yup.
So you can't go get no maintenance done because you can't afford it.
Yep,
you couldn't afford the first.
Oh, $4,928.84.
Oh my
God. Monthly payment $189. Then every time you come, you asking to pay half of that. You ain't gonna never pay your ass off.
You just and you going back to the project. And the like you mentioned earlier, you said that they are doing this for what they think men like.
Because trust me, they still sleeping with the regular people, still marrying the regular women.
Yeah.
They're still doing that.
But like, the problem is that the men that they think want this aren't the men that they want.
Yeah.
The men that like stuff like that, they like weirdos.
Yeah,
they fetish type of guys.
Yeah.
They want this. They look at them like fun girls. They're not looking at them as, oh, I'm a wife, her. I'm a take. They don't take you serious. They can't take you in the boardroom and the freaking the Christmas party for their companies.
Okay.
And they can't take you serious like that. Like, you look like a freak show. You look crazy. So, no.
And then I think it's a sense of denial, too, because they don't realize that. It's just weird. Yeah, I'm not risking my life for that. Any type of surgery I had is because I needed it. You know what I'm saying? For health reasons. It would never be about that because, and then quick, everybody wants quick results.
Yeah.
And then you get that, pay that, and it's not even the results you want. You wasn't, like you say, you wasn't disciplined enough. If you jump start and cheated to get the fat suck out of your stomach, girl, all they gotta do is just eat right and just add to it. Like, what is we doing?
Because you know what's up here, and they ain't there.
Honey.
They running from that. What's happening?
My cousin, she lives in Charlotte now. She'd be like, I just don't understand why y'all doing that for regular ass rock here. She always saying these regular ass dudes, y'all gonna spend $10,000 on these. Like, she always saying that, and it's the truth.
Yeah,
because honey, they still gonna look at whomever that don't matter.
No. Well, ladies, you know, we are both fitness coaches, personal trainers. So we really implore you guys to get your mind right.
First
of all, figure out what it is that's hindering you from going to the gym, eating right, for treating your body right.
Right.
Like, doing that fast, overnight microwave crap is not going to do anything, because in your mind, you're still fat.
Yeah.
You still look at yourself as a fat girl.
Yeah.
So the surgery is not going to help you unless you change what's up here. So.
That is so true.
Hopefully, y'all get yourself together.
You see, and turn off VH1. Stop watching Love and Hip Hop.
Like the song said, these BBLs killing y'all, and the thighs don't match.
And it's the truth.
Mm.
And y'all gonna be mad, but I don't care. Because I say it.
Yes. So I had a conversation with my homeboy the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a friend who's married.
Okay.
And so the husband decided, you know, I want to go back to the gym. I want to get back in shape. And he don't know how to motivate or get his wife to do it with him.
Okay.
Because he's like turned off by her now because she's huge.
Yeah.
And she's lazy and she don't want to do nothing.
Mm.
So do you think men have a hard time telling their girlfriend or wives that they need to lose weight?
Mm-hmm. You don't feel like that?
I do.
But I think that they do. I've had, because you know, I don't, like, a lot of people reach out to me like via like Instagram and stuff. And I've had like men reach out to me to try and sign their wives or girlfriends up. And the first thing that I say to D, I'll be like, I'm not saying, does she know you reaching out to me? Because you're going to get me cussed out. What I look like, hey, your husband inboxed me and said that he want me to, she not going to take it from me. Just reach out to her. She read, she did it. And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But they should. I mean, I feel like if you see your husband on it, because we both know it's not hard for men to to snap back. It's harder for us. But if you see your husband, like, why would you let your husband outfind you? Like, get your ass up.
Yeah. And why would you, like, risk the fact, like, that your if your husband even hints that he not attracted to you no more? Like, I don't even understand. I think, and I don't know how you go about it without offending that person.
Yeah.
You're going to have to offend her. And I think if you do offend her, maybe that will wake something up and make her be like, you know what? Now I'm gonna prove him wrong or something. Like, because we both know a lot of time we've seen this happen where couples break up.
Oh, yeah.
And then the woman, oh, she in the gym, she lost weight, she fine now.
Like,
where was that energy at?
Yeah, because he's decided to go too, right? Like, he's working on himself.
Yeah, he back in the gym, he on it.
And then if he's saying, you know, come with me.
Yeah.
Girl, get your ass
and
up.
She like, no, I ain't
going okay. No, so when he meet Lil Fine at the gym.
Right.
I know it shouldn't be like that because that's marriage and you're supposed to work through it. But girl, you see your husband getting up, you got to. But he's going to have to make her uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree. I agree woman. Because it's so like, and it'll lead into another one of my questions, like when it comes to training men and women.
Yeah.
Do you find it harder to train a man or a woman?
Men.
You find it harder to train men?
For me.
Really?
For me. Hell, both of them equally, but the guys that I've had, because I've had maybe 4 or 5, I can't remember, but they all end up quitting before their time. They paying full, but they end up quitting because to me, guys like the guys that I've had, not all y'all, but it's just all just upper body. That's all the hell they want to do.
Chicken leg.
And so, I don't play that shit. So I'm full body, you know, strength training, doing a whole bunch of stuff. And they like it, but they don't end up finishing, you know, they 90 days at least. That's what the initial thing. All the guys, now the guy that I have now, he's 10. So he's a kid. So he can't quit because his mom bring him. And then, I find it harder for men. And I feel like it's kind of like if I introduce the workout or whatever that we're doing, it like, but you're not gonna come in here and tell me what you're gonna do. Like, you knew I was a woman trainer, so you paid me, let me train you. Like, don't come in here telling me what you did at such and such. I don't give a shit about that. Obviously, it didn't work. It didn't work. So listen to me and let me figure you out. So for me, men, for you, women.
Women are just they don't like to take. They don't like to listen.
Yeah.
Like, they will do some stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to going full throttle, men going to go all in because they don't want me to outdo them.
Yep. Yep.
So they're going to do everything I tell them to do because they want to show that they can do it.
Yeah.
Now, women is like pulling teeth. Like, yo, would you just do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, they will find every excuse to not do something.
Yeah.
And it'll take a longer time for them to get it done. Now, most of my women, I don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
But some of them, that's just, I gotta like drag them along. I'm like, why are you making so many excuses?
Yeah,
like, this doesn't make any sense.
I don't be wanting to hear that shit.
Like, why are you even like? First of all, I don't even take everybody. So why are you even here if you ain't gonna do the work?
Yeah.
But men, like the guy that I have now, this dude, man, he killing it. So I don't have no problem with him, and he's training with his wife.
See, that's good.
So
I love that.
I'm like, can we do this together? Can we?
Yeah. Oh my god.
But yeah, I think women. Sometimes, well, most of the time, women just get in their own way anyway.
Yeah.
They overthinking things. They're in their own head. And they just, and that's what I'm saying when I mean, like, the man can't say, yo, you fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without her getting offended.
Without her getting offended. That's true. Like, that's true.
Why is that so? Why is somebody telling you you're fat offensive when you're fat?
Because you know. I knew when I was.
I'm just like, because I think if somebody tell me, like my boyfriend tell me, all right, now you're slipping a little bit.
Yeah.
That kind of like, oh shit, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me
get
back
right.
in the gear. Yeah. Let's get it. Like, that motivates me.
And
I might be offended.
Good. Yeah, but that's good because that person cares. Like,
right.
I feel like people have so many yes people in their corner, but you got somebody that's telling you, hey, babe, let's try and do something different. Let's not eat that, or let's get up and go walk, or let's do a workout. That's love. You just don't want to hear because you want him to accept you for what you were not when y'all got together.
Right.
You just want him just like, oh, well, we getting older this happy way.
Nope. No, do not let me not be fat. I'm telling you right now. I have me out here looking crazy.
Mm-mm. For real?
No. Mm. So, speaking of fat,
you, it's the way you put the F on the A to the T.
Because I'm sick of it. Ridiculous. Getting out of hand. I'm tired of it. Should parents be locked up for child abuse if their children are morbidly obese?
I mean, if you think about it, everything says yes. Mm-hmm. But you get so many people like, feed the kids. They just babies. Let them have what they want. Mm-hmm. I, you know, if we think about it, that's a form of child abuse. But we're not going to look at it like that because you're feeding your child. You're doing what you're supposed to do, but you're overly feeding them. You're letting them develop bad habits, bad eating habits. That's their love language. They become obsessed with food. They have health issues very young. Diabetes, high blood pressure, babies like 9, 7, 8, 10. Like, come on now. Then we're thinking about school, them getting picked on. Then now they got suicidal thoughts. There's so much that's wrapped up into that. And it's, I feel like it is a form of abuse, but there's so many people that just feel like, let these kids eat and do what they want because they're kids. And that's the hardest thing. I hate that because they're kids and they don't have no control on what they eat. Mm-mm. They, oh, she gonna be upset if she don't have it, but how she know? How she know? If it's not in the house, baby, we don't have it. You're not getting another thing of macaroni and cheese. Mm. What's she gonna do? You let her develop those type of habits. Yep. And then I get upset when I see mothers, fathers focus on them. They're working out. But then you leaving your baby big. That's my, I hate that. And I try not to speak on it because I hate to, you know, have to meet you at Target Park or whatever. But I hate that. Like, we're going to sit right here and let your daughter and your son be out of shape, be unhealthy, and then you're going to go get your body did. And you leaving the babies big? How? When I went on my journey, me and my son both was overweight. And we did it together. I got our membership together and did it together. He's I had to tell him, son, rest day. Like, he's a gym rat. But I was not about to get myself right and leave my baby big. Why would I do that?
Exactly. When I see people post pictures of their kids. Mm-hmm. And they are extremely overweight. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody call the folks on them?
Yeah.
Like, this is unacceptable.
And they're not going to do anything if they do call them because I'm feeding my child, my baby. It's hereditary.
And that's what that's one of the things they lean on. I'm looking at, like, prom pictures. And I'm like, can you imagine, like, your prom? That's when you're supposed to be your finest.
Yeah.
How you obese in your prom picture?
Yep.
I just think it needs to be because it's crazy. Like, if you send your kids to school and they see bruises or something on them, they going to call, we got to call the people, but you can keep coming back to the school, getting bigger and bigger
and bigger.
And don't nobody say nothing.
It's America. They trying to change the way that they eat at school now. Like, they've changed the menu, you know, to be a little bit more on the healthier side. So they're doing that, but that's not going to change when they go home.
And then they just pack their kids some more food.
Yeah.
Oh, they ain't got enough food. Give them some more.
Child. I agree, Dee Dee. I think so. But like I said, in this world, in America, they're not going to look at it like that.
It's terrible.
If you feed your children whole foods and vegetables and fruits, you're not letting them be a kid. But we feed them all the sugar in the world and they happy and they full and
you good.
You're a good parent. Yeah. I'm not. My kids already know. Like, back then with my two oldest, I was a young mom. So, you know, I tell my son all the time, it was my fault that you were overweight because I found out that was your happy. Like, that was your I love language. So we would just eat. Like, you want an extra cheeseburger? You want an extra? And I used to give it to him. And I tell everybody, I blame me for my son being overweight because it was me. I was his provider. Exactly. But when we got it right together.
There you go.
Don't need your babies.
So y'all quit feeding them kids. They ain't greedy. You just keep giving it to them. They can't eat what they don't have.
Thank you.
They can't eat it. Like, y'all got to stop. I'm tired of seeing these big kids on my timeline. I'm going to start calling y'all. I'm going to start saying stuff on your posts. Big ass kids. Anyway. I'm
hard
saying,
to park.
Listen,
that's a hard start open field.
So, would you date an overweight man?
Screen froze. Oh my God. And I get them. So, and it just, oh God. And they just be so bold. And I be like, you don't see me? You don't see what I do? Like, you feel comfortable with me? Are you going to help me get you right? Because if you're going to help me get you right, then yeah. I can't see. I can't. Like, and I don't want to be that person, but come on. Like, I can't. This can't be my lifestyle. And it's truly my lifestyle. And it's installed in my children's lives. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's what I preach. It's what I talk about. How could I lay beside someone who's not doing what my purpose is? You know what I'm saying? So no, I just I want to feel it. I want to feel it.
Yeah.
I want to feel your belly.
Yeah.
I ain't lifting.
Oh God.
Ew. This rest day.
Ew.
I'm lifting.
Mm-mm.
No,
you ain't throwing my pH off.
You definitely ain't, cause you ain't getting all your creases. But no, I cannot. And I could be your friend. I can help you. Because guess what's gonna happen? If you try and talk to me and you're overweight, all I'm going to figure out is what way we can get you right. Everything you eat is going to be, I'm going to be judging. Like, why? What's up? Why you going to eat all that? You ain't even going to want to talk to me. You going to eat all that?
Yeah.
Dang, I like to eat. Okay. You know I'm a big boy. Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
And then I heard... The bigger the belly,
oh my God,
it shrinks you.
Oh my.
For real, DD?
I don't know. I refuse
to find
out. I'm
going to Google it when it's over with.
I refuse to
find
out.
So when your belly go in, it gives you more length. Belly out, go in. So guys, if you struggling,
Google God. It. You know, I think I just read something about
it's
that.
The truth. I had a coworker tell me that a long time ago, and
oh my God,
and so y'all don't have to buy those pills to make it longer. You just need to look delusional. That's why them little young dude, them skinny.
They say the skinny ones got
they ain't got no belly.
Oh my God,
they ain't got nothing holding it back.
Oh my God, this is so ridiculous. Pun intended.
Watch everybody probably Googling like
they are
the bigger the belly. God damn it, I could have been had a beat. Yeah, I bet they'll stop them from eating. They start laying that pipe.
Right, that might, that'll motivate them.
I ain't fooling with you.
God.
Oh my God. So
ew.
No, the answer is no.
Absolutely not. If your stomach touched me, it's over.
Oh my God. Thank you. Like, leave me alone, for real. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Okay, so what are three questions that you have to ask before you go out on a date?
Oh my God, it's been so damn long. Okay, I'm gonna think of some. One, are you married?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because for some reason, married people like to date.
Mm.
Like they single. Two, do you have your play on your own house or is it in the shop?
You know what?
Because they put houses in the shop.
Oh my God.
And I need you to have a car, even though I'm a drive where I want, you know, like I'm a driver. My granddaddy, I was like, you know, so that way if you're ready to go, you can go.
Right.
But I need to make sure that my two oldest kids don't have more for themselves than you. You get what I'm saying? Like, for real, you can't come date me and my 20 and 23 year old is own place, own car, you know, jobs, things like that.
And it's a shame. These are basic life skills, basic things that you need that have to be asked.
And that's sad, but it's been a while because I don't like a lot of guys. I don't know. And then you probably run into this too as well because you a boss. So guys be intimidated. Like I feel like I'm building, you know. They still like the guys that I talk to, they be like, oh, you working out today? Oh, you gotta go work. Like you yes. Like that's a part of what I do. Like, why is that even? Why is that like you intimidated? Or if I say something about training or anything, because, you know, I love it. So there may be a conversation sometimes. Yeah, I could have got my certification, but I don't want to do all that.
No, those are haters.
They are haters, and that's what I run into guy-wise. That's weird.
I don't deal with people like that. I don't even allow them type of people around me at
all.
Yeah. I deal with people who are either have more than me
yeah.
or have what I have
thank
most
you.
Of the time. I've ran into
and I've given my, you know, my time, my space to people like that. And I just, or you putting a little in front of anything that I do. No, we're not doing
that.
They
would just be blocked.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Done been blocked. That's why I say it's been a while, y'all. So that's why you heard the intro. Trying to love on. Let's go. Let me show you. You saw. I ain't got none, but y'all see
so crazy.
It. Crazy.
Yeah, I think the dating.
It's
tough. But I think it's because people have put value in things that aren't valuable anymore.
Okay.
And people are using social media as this barometer. And it's like, what is happening around you in your real life every day?
Yeah.
The people that you actually have access to. I think we've gotten away from that so much. We're so far removed from that. It's like, you don't even have access to the stuff you're talking about. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, these women with these lists, for instance, like, you don't have the money to take yourself to the places you're saying you want to go to. So why is that a requirement?
Right.
Has anybody ever even taken you to these places?
Okay, you probably just Google chain restaurants and put it on the list.
You're just saying this stuff and it doesn't make sense at all.
And you're right, Didi, with that, especially with the social media, because if someone does reach out to me, like, through social media, you get my number, you know, instead of you calling me, you will still send me a message on. I've given you access to me. I gave you my number. And you will still hit me up on social media. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. So why did I give you my number? You weirdo. Oh, I seen you was online. What the
See, no.
Yeah. So it's my fault.
See, I don't.
I take the blame.
It's so rare that I give somebody my phone number. It's crazy. Like,
it's been a while.
Most of the time I probably block you anyway, but.
block list. That block list so strong.
Yeah, I have zero patience for ignorance. I don't do small talk at all.
Yeah.
If you don't have a real conversation, I don't have a lot of time. So if I'm actually going to get on the phone with you, that's major for me. So I ain't got time for that. But these folks out here, like, they really think that they have access to people because they can message you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know you.
Yeah. No,
you just sent me a message. Now you on blocked and I ain't.
Now you busy blocked. So,
but I think we are getting away from, like, having real conversations with
people. You're right.
Like, I'm like, yo, what are you talking about? Like, y'all are weirdos. And then people have literally put every human being in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all women. Y'all men.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know me.
Yeah.
We have never had a conversation before.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, y'all gonna miss out on a lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot of good stuff. Putting everybody in the same box. And men, let me just say this one thing to men in particular, because I think there has been an over-exaggeration of how Black women are.
Yeah.
And I need us to really get through this real quick. I need Black men to really stop acting as if only Black women get old. Because Black men get old too. Okay. And not every young girl wants y'all. They might want your money for a little while. And then they out of there. So let's respect each other, because everybody going to get old one day.
Yep.
And hopefully we've taken our time to get to know people. We have the right people around us and we ain't going to die alone, whether we with somebody or not, whether we've chosen to be married or not. Hopefully we got just good people around us in general and we all are enjoying our time on this earth. But stop degrading and demeaning Black women as if we are less than.
Right.
And as if we don't qualify or we don't. We don't desire the things that we desire or deserve the things that we deserve just because your mama didn't.
Okay.
But we're going to go on to the next topic.
And then also remember, Black men, that y'all stuff stopped working well before ours.
Oh, my God.
Because that's a huge thing.
Well, you know, since they think because they have the pills and all. And I told y'all before, if you got to take a pill, don't come
over. I seen you talking about that had me hollering.
No, you got to take a pill.
Because, baby, I ain't got time to be worried about if your heart about to explode.
Right. Now I got to pull out my CPR.
Your heart is hard and that ain't like what the hell.
Now we over here with Kevin Samuels.
Okay.
Call 911. See, no.
Yeah, y'all gotta remember that. Mm-mm. Like, we all gonna get there. Yeah. And stop thinking,
So I know you mentioned earlier that you were overweight before you became a coach and all that stuff. And I know that most of the time we all have some issue that's happening. Something is going on internally that makes us the physical things happen. So what do you think that was happening emotionally with you that made you suffer this whole overweight phenom that you right. were going through?
I think because like all through my whole life, I was athletic, you know, cheering, track. So once I got overweight, it was very like it was a depressing time for me. Like I got laid off maybe like my third time from a mortgage company. I'm a single mom, so that was already on there. And I just felt like my life really was not going anywhere. Like mm-hmm. I just started just viewing everything, the guys, the you know, the baby daddies not helping, just everything all just bunched up in one. So mm-hmm. I would just eat. Like I really, Didi, I used to watch, and I still do watch it, 600 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And I would see the things that how like how they were depressed and eating, and I mm-hmm. was doing the same thing. Now, I was big, but I wasn't 600 pounds.
Right.
But I had the same pattern as all of them. Mm. The only thing that I didn't have was a husband because all of them
married. They all got a man.
I'm like, now, God damn it, where my man at? I'm sitting right here. But that's what it was. Like, life was just hitting me so hard. So I gained the weight like in 2018. And it took me a while. My mom, everybody seen that I was big, but they couldn't. Nobody really could tell me. My mom would buy me clothes. She'd be like, baby, I'm going to bring you something. Because I was still wearing like my small shirts and stuff. Because I was in denial. I didn't realize mm-hmm. I was. Woo, I didn't know, child. I'm telling you. I didn't see it until I actually went on a carnival thing ride with my daughter. And my son took a video. And he sent it like to us. And I seen it. I had on this yellow shirt. Mm-hmm. And my back was just like big as the sun. And I was like, me, and I finally seen me for me. Mm. Like I had a moment and I was like, what in the world? Depression, wow. Job loss, taking care of these kids. I was just like, I'm just gonna eat. And eating made me, it really, and that's why I said people, I know people are emotional eaters, but mm-hmm. it really made me feel good. Like I would mm-hmm. eat. And then at the time while I'm eating and chewing, I was feeling great. Yep. Soon as I finished, I was like, oh my God, why did I eat that? And I felt horrible. But as mm-hmm. soon as I put another cookie in the oven and ate it, I was happy again. So it really, yep. it really was traumatizing. But I had to dig back into my old self and really like pull myself out of that. Looked at my son, looked at how we both were suffering. And I was like, let's get ourselves together. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what it was for me.
Yeah. I think a lot of people suffer.
Yeah.
Silently.
Yeah.
When it comes to trying to deal with those emotions that they can't figure out the root cause of something and they just eat.
Mm-hmm.
They just eat and they're not dealing what's happening in their life every day. And mm-hmm. it's like you said, it's just piling on, especially a lot of single moms. Like they don't get the help they need. They don't ask for help. They just, yep. I'll figure it out.
Yep.
And they just keep going. And that is a very traumatizing thing. And a lot of Black women in the Black community, it's normal.
Yeah.
Trauma is normal for Black people.
And, that's sad.
And they just keep going as if this shit, like, no, this is going to collapse on you.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to break down. Something's going to happen. And right. And what was happening was you were literally killing yourself.
Yeah.
You was killing yourself eating.
Yeah.
And that's what we see it every day. They come into your gym. Mm-hmm. They calling me. And it's like, yo, you got to figure out what's going on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can't even help you
yeah.
until you are willing to acknowledge that what you are doing to yourself is really killing you. I get people calling me that are literally stage 4 cancer
yeah.
and they still won't acknowledge that they need help. Stop eating, get in the gym. Like,
or they say, I really don't eat that much.
Oh my God. But you don't eat that little either.
Honey, you definitely ain't eating that less. Somebody eating somewhere. I don't know. Somebody stuffed food yep. in your mouth while you sleep. But there's some calorie eating yeah. going on. You're going to stop that.
Yeah,
I really don't. And I drink my water. Like, stop lying to me.
You drink no water. You drink half a bottle of water okay. a day.
And feel like that's just all. And you done it. That's all I drink is water. No.
You lie.
But how much?
Right. Yeah. And that's the sad part is the denial.
Yeah.
The absolute denial and the lies that they tell themselves.
Yep.
It's like, you don't see yourself.
No. Okay. And that's what they need us for, to be like.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's still don't like, listen, you... Until you figure it out, I can't help
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't help you. And the sad part for me is the people that really come with the life, like the terminal illnesses, mm-hmm. that's not even enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, if the doctor just told you, if you don't stop, you're going to die,
what the hell?
Exactly. I can't help you.
They want you to fast forward them to you.
Yeah.
Like can I just look like you real quick?
No, I can't help you, boo. I'm sorry. I can't help you. But yeah, we really want people to really get their minds right.
Yeah.
Figure out that trauma that's causing you to even, that's causing you to eat yourself to death, because that's what you're doing. Because food can either kill you or it can heal you. It's up to you. It's your choice. So
that's the truth.
We got to get it together, y'all. So, and that leads me to a question. Why do so many people in the Black community make excuses for being overweight? What in the hell? Like,
because everything that we do is surrounded, like culturally, we do is we're going to eat.
Yeah.
Baby been born, we're going to eat. Somebody die, we're going to eat. Somebody graduate, we're going to eat. Somebody born, we're going to eat. Somebody buy a house, we're going to eat. Somebody open a salon, we're going to eat. Everything is eat. And then people will have workout events, DD, and have, following the workout is going to be refreshments. Refreshments be fried chicken. And like, it's a mess. And it's just how we were brought up. Like, seriously, like when we say things are hereditary and, it comes from my family. It comes from the patterns that we learned from grandma and granddad cooking or what we did. And it's, you can still have joy in what you eat.
Right.
It just don't have to always be bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It don't always have to be bad. If it tastes good and it's satisfying, food is supposed to give you energy, not make you, oh, golly, I'm tired.
Oh, my God.
If you tired from eating, then you ate the wrong shit. The food's supposed to give you energy, not make you go to sleep. I tell people that all the time, like, you're overly eating. But, I just think this is what it is. It's just how we've been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And
people, like you said, at a funeral, this person literally died from the food y'all serving at the repast.
Okay.
And we ain't, like.
And we ain't eating it. And then it's the movement of, I love myself from the skin that I'm in and stuff. And you're supposed to love who you are, but at the same time, you know what you feel like. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody called you ugly just because you're big.
No, you just big.
We ain't saying that you ugly. You got a pretty face. You a cute girl. You a cute guy. But you know what you know. Your midsection is, to me, what they say, that's the brain of your organs. Yeah. All of your main organs are here.
Yep. And you killing them.
If you got so much stuff around it to where they can't operate, your intestines, all that can't flow like it's supposed to.
You're killing it. Like, ain't no room. Ain't no baby in there.
Just
fat.
Yep.
Just fat.
Our people, honey. I be trying to shake them, but it's hard because they don't want to work out. They don't want to eat good. They just don't want
to be uncomfortable. They don't want the inconvenience.
Yep.
They don't want to change anything. They don't want structure. They don't want direction. They don't want guidance. They just want to do what they want to do because I'm grown. I want to do. I'm grown. Yeah, your grown ass is big as hell. You big. You're fat.
They go to FAT.
We got to get it together. Everybody, we can't just be fat. Like, how? I go through the airport and it bothers me so much because I just be watching like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
All every other culture.
Yep.
We the biggest ones in there.
We are.
By and large, we are the biggest ones walking. Can't barely breathe, dying, carrying our bags, looking crazy, out of breath, sweating and shit. These white people.
They just be at nine rounds.
And we can't even get through stopping at Chick-fil-A to get us a chicken sandwich first before we get You ain't even hungry. It's just because it's in there.
Because you smelled it.
Oh,
you smelled it, you dealt it, you purchased it, now you chewing it.
Zero discipline.
None at all.
Zero discipline.
Get that too. Like, how you able to go around and not eat that? Because I know what, I just ate. I'm good.
You can't eat freely now. You could, okay. Just
I don't care nothing about that. That don't do nothing for me. That don't make me want to, how you do it? Because I like how I feel. I like how I look. So I'm not going to jeopardize that. And even though I could probably eat for days and still be all right. I'm not going to do that. No. Mentally, I'm not going to mess myself up like that.
No.
But like you said, it's just, they don't want to feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's very comfortable to pick up something real fast to eat.
Yep.
Real fast for your kids. No workouts. Go home, take your showers and just lay down.
It's convenient.
I don't want to be comfortable.
But listen to how inconvenient this will be when you get diagnosed with a disease. Now you got to move. And I'm not going to say any names, but I have a friend. I love her to death. Mm-hmm. I love her. And the inconvenience of having to move your family to a whole nother city because the doctors near you can't help you.
Mm.
So So now you got to move your kids in the middle of the school year to go get the treatment that you need at a whole specialty facility from a disease that you probably could have prevented if you would have been eating the right things.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, this ain't no joke. Like, the stuff that y'all putting in y'all bodies really can kill you. Yeah. Cancer don't just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That shit ain't hereditary. Yeah. You are eating it.
Yeah.
You're ingesting it. You're drinking it. Whatever it is, you got to be mindful about the things you eat. You are more mindful about what you put in your car than what you put in your body. And that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. Got to do better.
And
y'all.
Then when you start preaching, like, ain't nobody going to eat that. Like, they just, I don't know. It's sad. It's really, really, really sad. But like you say, it's just like, why wouldn't you want to? I tell people all the time, like, your body is built to naturally fight off certain things. But if you're not putting the proper water, whole foods, things in your body to make it continue on operating right and fighting off whatever, what makes you think it's going to be able to fight it off if you eating bad?
Right.
So you're still putting all this oil in your body, all this toxic stuff, all this processed food, all this stuff into your body. And now you're sick and you're still eating it. How we gonna get better?
You trying to figure out why I keep getting sick? I can't tell you the last time I've been sick.
I say that all the time. Like, it don't happen.
No,
it don't happen. And if something is coming, it's like if I feel an itchy throat, it, like, I promise you, maybe that next day or two, it's gone completely. Yeah. Like, my body will fight it off. Like, I'm never really sick.
No.
So
they out here just, you know.
Y'all living better start counting y'all colors and eat. I like them. I think my bathroom be looking forward to me coming because it don't be no bullshit.
Right.
It be the toilet just be singing because I ain't about to tear it up. You know, it ain't gonna be too bad.
Right. Y'all over here smelling like death.
Woo, that's Jesus, what y'all eat. Especially if you ain't drinking no water. That's pennies. Oh. Women. Woo. Which one, Cameron? That's my how? Water's not my thing. How? You a woman.
Oh, my God.
You going to flush that out and then get up and wipe yourself and leave that bathroom smell like that for that man to come in. That's why y'all asses don't get to go on no dates.
Tasting like house keys.
Ew. Tasting like it, smelling like it. But, yeah, it's hard. This feel is hard, but I feel like a lot of women that's, you know, that's going to get the BBL or the surgeries, like, we supposed to me, how I deal with it, because I'm originally, they want you to dim your light from you working out and really getting it, and you got to glorify you getting it fast. I'm never going to do that. No. Like, if y'all can speak on, oh, girl, you be lifting the weights and da-da-da, if y'all can speak on that, and I can speak on the surgery.
Yeah.
That was your path. This is my path. You can speak on the negative if you feel like, you know.
Right.
However you want. But when I put my dresses and my stuff on, it flow like it's supposed to.
Right. You don't look like a freaking circus act. Mm-mm. Yeah, because they be pissing me out. Telling me, you get a BBL? No, I got a Brenda Leggett.
Honey, okay.
My mother's name is Brenda Leggett. You want to see her? I promise you. She the usher at the church, and that thing be swinging, okay. All right?
They don't want to accept that. And the fact that, you know, we in our 40s, you know, so.
Yeah, like, don't be mad.
It's there.
And that's the sad thing, though. These girls is in their 20s.
Going to
getting their body, like, in your 20s,
you ain't even letting your body develop the way it's supposed to.
I can't even,
because you will hit a totally different man
once that one grown woman weight get on you.
It comes,
you
y'all.
Ain't got to worry about no BBL, it's coming.
So once you get that, man, Chad.
They tripping. I'm in your 20s,
and then stop going to get. I know this was the first question, but stop going to get it if you ain't got no shape for it to build from, because now we putting asses on blocks, so they had to come up with your shape off their mind. You didn't even come halfway.
Oh God,
you came with nothing, and then they say bloop 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 bloop. There you go.
Freaking build a bear. Look like Play-Doh.
Yeah, we build a bear, right?
It looks like Play-Doh.
We build a bear. We built that mug.
Man, y'all look foolish, and they think, oh well, because he slept with me, he liked me. No.
That ain't never stopped me, girl.
You just wanted to try it out, see what Play-Doh feel
see
like.
See if it moved.
It didn't. It's the, now he gone.
Hey. Over here with the regulars.
Back to where he started. Like, child, don't nobody want that mess.
Oh, God.
Ew, that's nasty.
Love and hip hop.
All right, so last question.
Yeah.
And I saw this on, I think it was the Shade Room or something. I was like, oh, that's a good question.
Okay.
What was the loudest lesson that you've learned this year?
Oh, my God. What lesson did I learn?
This year's been a different one.
It really had. The loudest lesson I learned. I can't, like, when it comes down to my business, not depend on people. Like, I had someone that was willing, or, you know, we discussed, like, investment, like, mm-hmm. investment type thing. And I really wholeheartedly, like, was like, oh, my God. And, you know, I got my one, and it wasn't. And I really put my trust into that person, into the whole outline of what he was saying. And it was, you know, it was a good thing for me, because I'm like, okay, yeah, that's going to put me, you know, where I need to be with all my stuff. And then I share my ideas, and that's something that I normally keep in with me. You know, it's my passion, is what I really want. And right. So I let all that out. And then I got you. And then the conversations, the emails and all that just starts. And so that was my loudest lesson. I'm like, Charity, stop trying to rush what you are praying for and really go in the direction that God really wants you to go into. Because you put your trust in men, then, you know, you're going to get shitted on, or they're going to leave you high and dry. Still haven't heard back from the person. What's this month? October? Mm-hmm. I think the last email conversation we had was maybe in June. Ooh. And still, you know, on social media, still on that, and just haven't returned. So I didn't, you know, invest any money. It was just ideas and me really having my hopes up. So,
okay.
That'll never happen again.
But that's a good lesson.
Yeah.
You had to go through that.
Yeah.
So you knew not to. This is what it looked like.
Yeah.
So when it show up again, mm-hmm. I know how to navigate this.
Navigate, right. Yeah.
So those lessons are necessary.
Yeah.
You got it. Because you didn't lose anything.
Yep. Didn't lose nothing.
So, yeah.
Just want to beat your ass. But because I can beat you.
Oh, my God.
You little shrimp. But anyways, little shrimp money long. I was just like, okay, you know, but it was business.
Right.
You know, but a lot of people try and feed off your hypeness or whatever you have going on, or, you know, I hear about you. Either. Okay. Yeah. I think this would be a great business opportunity for us. Okay. Yeah. Set it down.
Write it out.
Yep. Send it to my cousin. She was like, oh, yeah, this. And then you ain't follow up.
Yeah, that happened.
Loudest lesson.
Yeah. My loudest lesson is to, and this is probably my lesson every year, but this year has probably been the loudest, is to do it. Mm-hmm. No matter what. No matter how scared you are, no matter what the naysayers say, no matter what anybody say, just do it. Yeah. Whatever it is that you want to do, do it.
That's
because if you don't, you never know how it's going to turn out.
Right.
And I say that because I just started the acting thing, and
yeah,
I didn't know like how to navigate that thing or anything like that. And I just have people just like really just be reaching out to me, sending me opportunities. Now I don't know if I should take this, or if I shouldn't take this. And it's like, I'm just a supportive person. So I'm like, okay, well, let me see. Let me just try it. And the things that I've just been like, all right, just do it.
Yeah.
They have been paying off in dividends. So
I love that.
I'm just like, just do it, y'all. Like, stop holding yourselves back. Stop overthinking things.
Mm-hmm.
Trust yourself. You know what you can do. You know, no matter how scary it feels, that scary feeling, that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
That means you where you're supposed to be at. Because if you're too comfortable, that means you ain't doing enough.
Yeah, that's true.
So just do it, y'all. Go out there. You only get one chance at this thing called life. We don't get a do-over. So whatever it is you say you got on that vision board, something that you saying that you've been wanting to do, whatever it is, just go out there and do it. Leave it all on this side of the dirt.
That's true. I like that. That spoken to me. I need to hear that. Just do it for real.
Yes.
That's the scary thing for me. Like, I just be like, oh, sure. You know, always second guessing. So
just get it done.
I like that.
Ain't nothing else. We can't do nothing else. And if it don't work, try something else.
Yeah.
Because I always live by, because I was in the military,
mm-hmm.
and the worst thing that can happen in the military is somebody to die.
Yeah.
So outside of that, I mean, what's going to happen?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So if ain't nobody going to die, Let's try it.
Let's try it.
So, yeah.
I like that.
You already know your principles. You know your foundation. You know what you got going on. So if something don't work, you know how to recalibrate and retweet. Okay, all right. That didn't work. We can do it this way. We can do it that way. So if it ain't going to cost you too much loss, just
go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I like that, Core Queen.
This is the part of the show where I let my guests let people know what they got going on, tell people how to follow them. Whatever you want to tell the people, let them know.
I'm here, Charita Ashley, on all platforms. I think it's Oshia Ashley on Instagram. I had to change my name. I had a stalker.
But you can still type your name. It'll show up.
Oh, okay.
Charita
Ashley. So Charita Ashley, CHARITA-ASHLEY. Yeah, so I don't have any website or anything right now, but I'm on Facebook, Instagram. Hit me up. I'm here, y'all. And y'all got any daddies that's like 45, no bellies. I'll let you, girl. I'm a good stepmommy. I love all children. Oh, not little girls. Like, I'd rather you have sons, but
I cannot.
Them girls.
Ooh, they do some terrible.
Because my daughter is a hot mess, so I already know y'all daughters is.
Oh, my God.
But I'm very, 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 very proud of you. I'm so happy to be on here.
Thank you. I'm proud of you,
too. Everything that you have going on, you know, like she said, be connected to people either on your level or above you. And
absolutely
everything that you're doing, just like, you know, it really, really inspires me. So I'm just like, let's go, honey. Let's always going to be connected to you from the first day I met you. I'm just like, honey, I'm here. You stuck with me.
Oh,
you
yeah.
stuck with little sis. I'm right here every time.
I appreciate you coming on
always,
the show.
Always, always.
And I am proud of you. You out
Thank
here
you.
Killing it in these personal training streets, getting these folks in shape, getting these big backs together.
All right.
Listen, you know we're gonna talk our now. No sugarcoating, baby.
Yep.
Y'all know I'm the Core Queen.
Yes.
I help individuals get in shape without starving themselves or spending hours a day in the gym. Y'all know what I like to do. I like to talk shit. I like to get fit, and I like to make sure we on the healing side of this thing, y'all. We want to get folks together. No matter how we do it, we're going to figure it out. Yes. Y'all, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. All these damn
all
platforms.
That.
Just Google me, the Core Queen, you'll find me. Check out all of my episodes on YouTube. You know we're the new podcast, the Core Queen Podcast. This is episode 3. So check me out. Make sure you turn on the notifications on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Like, comment, all that good stuff. And also, make sure you follow me on Spotify. So I can get me some downloads, some sponsors. Y'all hook your girl up.
Oh, I'll be doing
hook
that.
Girl up.
I'll be
but
doing
it. We appreciate y'all. Please make sure y'all comment. Let us know how y'all like this episode. And if you're trying to unbick your backs, bitches, let me know. We got you. And we out of here.
Bye.